Joining me this morning is New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu to talk a little bit about all the politics going on. Of course, we're just a few days away from the first in the nation presidential primary. Governor Sununu, welcome. Good morning. Great to have you with us.
Good morning. Yeah, good morning, Mike. How we doing?
All right, not too bad. I have to ask you, have you spoken to Chris Christie yet?
No, not since his announcement yesterday. No, you know, I mean, Chris is a friend. I think he ran a great race. He had a very strong message. It just didn't really connect in terms of getting the votes you need to actually, you know, get a nomination and win a state and all that. But he ran strong, and I'm sure he's, you know, he's disappointed. I'm sure his a lot of his supporters are disappointed. That's very understandable. But no, I'm sure we'll connect soon enough.
Yeah, let me ask you this. I mean, we get into a world of the words in politics. The other night, Chris Christie said in Rochester, he called you, quote, a liar in so many words. Obviously, you've had a good relationship with him. He was obviously disappointed that you did not give him the endorsement moving forward. He said he was going to stay in the race Tuesday. He's out of the race on Wednesday. Yesterday, DeSantis and Nikki Haley calling each other's liars. What do you think of the political rhetoric? I mean, is it just talk? Do we take this seriously? Or what is it all about?
Yeah, no, look, I don't, you know, I that's not kind of my style, and I don't really get into that. You know, at this point, when you have Nikki and Ron, obviously, you know, really vying for a strong finish in Iowa, Nikki's obviously has a shot to beat Trump here. Yeah, things get a little, I always say, they get a little chippy, they do. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's all friendly stuff. I mean, I think they're trying to kind of make sure the record is set straight and all that sort of thing. And I think Chris, you know, I think he knew the end was near, and he didn't like, you know, folks saying, hey, you know, this is an opportunity for him to get out of the race. I get it, too. You know, I wouldn't necessarily want people feeling like he was getting pushed out, and he wasn't pushed out. It was completely his decision on his schedule, and he made that decision. So, no, it's not, put it this way, in the past, it's been a lot worse. You know what I mean? In the past, it's been really, really vitriol. But I think it's safe to say myself and Nikki, Chris, we're all friends, right? We disagree on policy. We might not like how, you know, they might not like how they go after each other sometimes. But for the most part, you know, we're friends, and politics can get a little rough as it gets towards the end. But I think luckily it hasn't been nearly as bad this year as in the past.
Well, you know, you're all on the same team, but it gets down to the wire here where people have to distinguish themselves. And sometimes the rhetoric gets a little harsh. And I don't know if they really mean that, because obviously, you know, the Republicans want to support the Republican candidate to win the White House, and the Democrats want to support the Democratic candidate to hold on to the White House. Let me ask you this. Governor Christie was caught on a hot mic yesterday. You know the story. And he said that Nikki Haley's going to get smoked. She's not up for it. Do you sense that he's going to come out after all that and endorse Nikki Haley, which obviously would be better for the Republican Party to move ahead of Trump, possibly for Nikki Haley to get the upset win in New Hampshire? What do you think of all this right now?
Yeah, look, I think it was kind of a raw moment. I mean, I'm not going to speak for Chris in that moment. Others, it was kind of a raw moment. I don't expect him to throw an endorsement anytime soon, but down the road, you know, he might when things kind of cool off a little bit. I think Nikki has really made this a one-on-one race between her and Trump. And if you want to beat Trump, you know, everyone's got to galvanize around Nikki. Obviously, here in New Hampshire, no one thought she could get within 5-7 points. She is. And so I think a lot of Chris's voters who really want to make sure Trump isn't the nominee, they're going to galvanize around her, because this is the path. This is the path to deliver Trump a loss that no one thought was possible. New Hampshire would stand out from the rest of the country yet again in a really positive way, saying that we look forward. So whether Chris endorses or not, don't know. It's really about, I think Nikki appreciates, she's got to go still earn those votes. Nothing is assumed. Nothing is taken for granted. You got to go engage with the voters. She's going to be right after Iowa. She flies in here. She's on the ground for a full week, just doing the kind of classic fun retail politics, breakfast, events, coffees, whatever it is. It'll be kind of a whirlwind, as you know, in that last week here. And a lot can still change. And I think there's a lot of opportunity to galvanize and deliver Trump the loss.
So if she does deliver Trump the loss, she moves on to South Carolina, where hopefully she wins. It's her home state. Do you sense that this is the knockout blow that puts Trump out?
Well, look, Trump has set expectations where he was going to win everything. So as soon as you deliver him just one loss, Nikki doesn't have to win here, but as soon as you deliver, Trump does, right? As soon as you deliver that one loss, the kind of perception that he can't be beaten is shattered, right? That glass is completely shattered. She goes to her home state. Maybe she even wins in her home state. Now there's been two primaries, and Trump has two losses. All of a sudden, the entire national narrative changes, and it all starts here. It all starts here in New Hampshire. It's why we're so proud, and we work so hard at our First of the Nation primary, because we do things that no one else does. We see things. We engage with candidates in a very different way. Now, that all is to say, none of it matters if you don't come out to vote. We need everybody coming out to vote. We want everybody engaging, Republican, Democrat, Independent, whether you're voting on the Democrat side or the Republican side. We want everyone to engage. We always have a really high voter turnout. We take nothing for granted. Don't assume you know how it's going to turn out. Come out and participate and be part of something really, really amazing. And to your point, it really would kind of set that reset button for the whole country. It's a pretty cool process here, and we all have an opportunity to do it.
And do you sense, Governor, that really the outcome of this primary, like so many elections in New Hampshire, rely on that huge percentage of the undeclared voters or the so-called independents?
Well, they are undeclared, right? There's hardcore Trump supporters in there. There's the old classic socialist Bernie Sanders in there that are undeclared. I mean, it's just, you know, there's 100 reasons why someone might be undeclared. But yeah, you want them to come out and participate in the process. They're 40% of our voting electorate, so they have a lot of say and sway. Never quite sure where they're going to go, what they're going to do, but that's okay. We always want them to participate in the process. So if you traditionally don't, you know, come out to a primary. Let your voice be heard. You know, it's an easy process. It looks like weather's going to be great on Sunday, about 10 days from now. It's amazing. And the whole world, I mean, literally, the whole world is going to be watching New Hampshire. So don't be just sitting in your living room if you're in New Hampshire. Be part of that. Be part of that success that we can finally galvanize the country together in a much more positive way, right? Yeah. I mean, Nikki's a great conservative leader, but she also brings that positivity. Does she spend her time just bashing Trump and everybody? No. She spends her time talking about what she's going to deliver. And I love that approach. It's all about knowing that government has to be accountable and delivering something different and special to the White House. And, you know, getting this whole country after 8 years of just real craziness, right? Just getting everything kind of back on track.
Yeah. We're speaking to New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, who joins us for a few more moments. I'm Mike Pomp here on the Morning Information Center. Just to switch gears for a second, have you had a chance to speak to any of your emergency management officials and analyze some of the damage on the coast of New Hampshire as far as yesterday's storm goes?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked about this. Obviously, that flooding was very tough. We saw it coming in. We knew it was going to be there. So we had folks positioned and ready. The waters are receding now. I mean, as the tides were coming, they weren't full king tides, but they were strong. The damage is there. Luckily, it didn't come with a massive wave, if you know what I mean. Like it came in hard, but it didn't come with the destructive forces. So as those waters recede, DOT is opening a lot of the roads back up. Our message to a lot of those folks is: if you have homes out there, if they're shut up for the winter, please go out and check them out. There could be flooding, you know, in whether it's in, you know, low-level basements or even some of the first floor stuff. It was intense, but luckily it wasn't during a high traffic peak time, and I think they managed it pretty well. So nothing we haven't seen before. It happens once or twice a year, but we just want to remind people not to take it for granted. Luckily, the temperatures were mild, but the ice dams will start again. So we just want to remind folks of that if you're on one of these rivers, that especially on the Seacoast rivers, that might have risen a bit, or within the Seacoast area itself, even when there's people say, well, it's salt, it's not freezing. Yeah, but you do get frozen pipes. You do get other issues that go. So please check on the houses. But I think the emergency management coordinators did a great job.
All right. Governor Chris Sununu joining us. Thank you for joining us, spending some time with us here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. Thank you, Governor.
Thank you, buddy.